These Afghan children are representing a generation which has been exposed to violence, extreme poverty, malnutrition, sexual abuse and displacement. This generation, like the previous one, is still grappling with the fallout of US-led invasion in 2001. Afghan officials say insecurity is considered as the main cause behind children's sufferings and misery. This comes as international bodies like UNICEF also named the war as what mainly has deprived children of their basic rights. Addressing the introduction ceremony of first-ever law of child rights protection, Afghan second vice president Sarwar Danish expressed serious concerns over the living conditions of Afghan children. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says nearly half of Afghanistan's children are not attending school because of worsening security and poverty, noting that the number of children deprived of schooling has reached an all-time high. Reports say the situation is much worse in some of the violence-ridden Afghan provinces. UNICEF voiced concern over the effects of war and instability on the lives of millions of Afghan children.
During the first three quarters of 2018, more than 2,000 children were killed or maimed. An estimated 1.7 million people were impacted by drought. Half of those were children. There are 3.7 million children who are out of school. 60% of these children in Afghanistan are girls.
Official figures also show nearly 6 million Afghan children are working across the country with no access to basic rights. Recruiting children by militant groups, including the Taliban, are also among the threats facing the children in Afghanistan. The Taliban's 5-year rule came to an end following the US invasion in 2001. But 18 years on, Washington is seeking truce with the militants who still control large swaths of land in Afghanistan. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.